It has to be playing time. Kansas obviously had four seniors, and they lost McLemore to the draft. They've got some pretty good underclassmen, and they've got a transfer coming in. But clearly the opportunity for him to play and showcase his talents in a national program at Kansas, to me that had to be the reason. Carolina had maybe not as good an opportunity, but a pretty darn good one with Reggie Bullock leaving for Wiggins to move into the lineup. And then you go to the age-old debate about really what is a better program in various criteria, Kansas to Carolina, in terms of national TV games. It's Carolina easily. In terms of the size of the arena, it's Carolina easily. In terms of winning, Kansas and Carolina have, you know, both tremendous winning traditions. So Bill Self is a terrific coach and obviously a great recruiter. Roy Williams is a terrific coach and obviously a great recruiter. I think the combination of playing time and exposure, if Wiggins is a one-and-done, which he most obviously is, would have eliminated Florida State, because Florida State had the playing time. Certainly, both his parents went there, and Leonard Hamilton would have built his entire team around Wiggins next year. But they don't have the exposure. They don't play on television that much. They certainly don't play on national TV very much. And then you've got Kentucky, which has all the exposure in the world, but a logjam of players both returning to the Wildcats and coming in as freshmen. So from a logical standpoint, it seems like the combination of where I can play the most and get the most exposure and have a chance to showcase my talent would seem Kansas. Now, the one element that's missing at Kansas next year is you can't say that Kansas is a sure shot contender for the Final Four in the national championship, depending on what Bill Self puts on the court. Carolina's absolutely, with or without Wiggins, is a top 10 program with, you know, Dean Smith used to say, and we say this all the time, that the most improvement of a college player comes between his freshman and his sophomore year. After he's played a year in college, he knows what's at stake, knows what he has to do during that summer to improve his game and improve his physical stature as well. So if that's the case, you know, certainly Carolina has got some freshmen in Marcus Page and Bryce Johnson and Joel James and J.P. Tokoto, who hopefully are working hard in the gym and will be much better players as sophomores. So that, plus Reggie Bullock gone, but P.J. Hairston coming back and James Michael McAdoo coming back, puts the Tar Heels in a position to be a national contender. Wiggins certainly would have been another key to that, and given Carolina even a higher preseason ranking, I think.
So it is 12-16 now. The announcement is officially being made in Huntington, West Virginia. This is Rand Northam speaking with Art Chansky about this announcement. The Herald-Dispatch making the official announcement that Andrew Wiggins will be attending Kansas, the number one recruit in the country. Now, two questions I have for you. First of all, his brother Nick is at Wichita State, which is in Kansas. The second is that from what I found, Wiggins only, at least officially, visited Kansas on March 3rd of this year. That's according to Rivals.com. That's what I found. So is that any indication? I mean, should we have maybe hinted towards Kansas more than, you know, the early Florida State hints coming up, you know, that were floating around today? There was a lot, you know, even there were some tweets by Jim Young of the ACC Sports saying that Wiggins and John Swofford, I think it was a retweet by Jim Young, but that Wiggins and John Swofford were the only two people who knew at that point where he was going, which, if he's going to Kansas, I can't imagine that he and John Swofford of the ACC were the two who knew.
Who knows how word gets around? And I never really understand the difference between an official visit and a not official visit.
Right.
because Wiggins was clearly here at the Duke game with his parents sitting on the baseline, on the home side baseline. That game obviously didn't turn out very well for Carolina, but the whole showcase of Carolina basketball was in its splendor that night. And I thought it was a little bit over the top, frankly. There was some new videos that night that hadn't been shown before, featuring Carolina players in the pros, most of them guys who hadn't stayed all 4 years but still professing their undying love to the Tar Heels, like Harrison Barnes and Sean May and so forth. And I couldn't help but wonder whether those videos were put in there for Wiggins' benefit. But, you know, he didn't look either happy or sad that night. He had a very stoic look on his face, his parents the same way, and I'm sure that's kind of the face that he put on everywhere. So I thought that was an official visit, but later I heard that he was supposed to take an official visit to all four schools, and he canceled all of them, apparently. If Kansas did have its so-called official visit, then he didn't cancel there. And if we had known that and the difference between these visits and these drop-ins to all these schools, then maybe it might have been an indication. But, you know, who really knows in recruiting what's an official visit and what's not?
Well, regardless, Carolina will see, you know, not see Wiggins next year. We're looking ahead now. This is the point where we can, the nation can finally kind of move past this point, because it was a long time coming for this Andrew Wiggins announcement, but on to Carolina basketball with the roster it has.
Yeah, and today, or this week being the deadline, it's interesting. People would say, why did he wait this long, and then why did he have to sign during the spring signing period? Why he waited so long, my guess is he wanted to see who was leaving at the various schools, how many people were leaving Kentucky, and what kind of a logjam they would have there. Obviously, Kansas lost four seniors in Macklemore. There's a tremendous opportunity there. Bullock, we didn't expect to go, did go, so that created an opportunity here. And I think the reason, if he waited this long, the reason why he couldn't wait, have waited longer and just shown up on whatever campus that he wanted to, way before you were born, Rand, there was a recruit named Tom McMillan, the first high school player, I think, maybe to have his picture on the cover of Sports Illustrated, although Rick Mount from Purdue might have as well. But McMillan was in a tremendous recruiting battle between Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland. He was clearly the number one recruit in the country. He loved Dean Smith. His mother loved Bill Gibson at Virginia, and his father favored Lefty Gisell at Maryland. And because McMillan wasn't of age when he committed to Carolina, Dean only had him write his first name on his letter of intent, which made it non-binding. And so all summer long, we were happy that Tom McMillan was becoming a Tar Heel, but on the very last day he could enroll anywhere, he showed up at the Maryland campus. So what's different about that day and today is, I think this is correct, that if you don't sign your letter of intent, you can't come to summer school before your freshman year on scholarship, which is a rule they've put in since then. So certainly, you know, any school that gets Wiggins or any star player wants all of their guys in at least one session of summer school before their freshman year to get a few courses under the belt and get acclimated to the players. So that's the reason he had to sign today and not let it string out even longer.
Gotcha. Well, Kansas bound is Andrew Wiggins, the number one recruit as far as the ESPN 100 list is concerned, from Huntington Prep. I was watching some videos of him earlier. He is an amazing player. And, of course, the Twitter feeds and message boards are talking about how Carolina will likely see Wiggins very soon in the NCAA tournament, because, boy, don't they meet up every once in a while.
Yeah, maybe so, but I'll have to look at the Kansas roster. One player does not a great team make,
right.
and especially one player who is clearly a one and done, and that can really help your chemistry like it did for Kentucky 2 years ago, or that can really hurt your chemistry like it did Kentucky last year. So we'll see what happens. And it would be good to meet Kansas in the NCAA tournament again, because that means we're both in the big dance, and that's all right. One of these years we're going to beat those guys.